and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
The so-called war on terror is really a war on human rights. Come see films that tell the truth about prison abuse and the use of depleted uranium weapons in Afghanistan, the killing of civilians in Iraq, the legacy of CIA operations in Latin America, and U.S. government harassment of those who speak out against human rights violations and environmental destruction. All part of the Amnesty International Film Festival, November 13th to 16th at Van City Theater, 1181 Seymour Street. Program and advance tickets at ticketstonight.ca. All seats for students only $7.
Well, that wraps it up for Queer FM for another evening. Thank you so much for joining me. If you want to get a hold of me between shows, there's a bunch of ways you can do it. First of all, I'm here for probably one more minute, so you can phone 604-822-2487, which I'm told actually spells UBC unit. And you can send me email anytime to queerfmradio@gmail.com. And you can mail things to Queer FM, care of CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, room 233, 6138 Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1W1. Do join me next week for two very exciting things. First of all, it'll be a preview to the Vancouver civic election and the civics all over the province. And it will be the start of the CITR fund drive, which means that we'll be hitting you up for money to help us fund our wonderful operation. But in exchange, we'll be doing lots of nice things for you, including extra special programming and prizes. So come back next week, and in the meantime, stick around, because Sean and Ming are next, M-Bot and S-Bot, and there's a third bot here, so his identity will be revealed momentarily during All Awesome in Your Ear, right here on CITR.
Initializing. Transmission.
Confirmed.
M-Bot and
S-Bot present.
All awesome in your ears.
Hello.
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 Good evening, all.
You are currently listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
And this is
All awesome in your ears.
Wow, we're so good at
that. That was an especially good one.
That sounds amazing to me also.
Hey.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, third voice.
Hey, third voice.
Mystery third voice.
Hello, mystery third voice.
Let's get into it.
And then we'll explain where this mystery voice is coming from. This is Transmission 12.
Really?
12. And the theme of this transmission is BattleBots.
A foray into the robo wars waged in music.
Subheading, humanity hangs in the balance awaiting the triumph of one bot or another. I extended that.
That was new.
That was impromptu.
That was a good.
That was impromptu.
That was a
live.
Good.
That was live impromptu.
But I thought that was better. It seemed more.
It's very good.
It was a worthwhile elaboration.
Indeed. And this battle features M-Bot.
And S-Bot.
And with special guest contender.
Topstron. You said that like a child bot.
It meant to be a vocoder bot, but
oh.
That would have been more like, I'm not even gonna try.
I don't really even think this theme needs any explanation.
That's pretty much
that's
it.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think it could use a little bit
All
of
right.
explanation.
Let's just
we
do
have
it.
Our three song sets are going head to head, essentially.
We're battling.
We're battling bots
through music.
It's like in
that's
the
true.
Yeah,
it's true. And
in the Robo Arena,
the Tron name. I'm going to represent humanity for this.
Yeah,
battle.
He's fighting for you. So you should root for him.
Stand up and cheer.
He's the underdog.
It is true. He's a bit
humanity
outnumbered.
Humanity is clearly the underdog.
Yeah, kind of the new guy.
And so basically, we have three sets that we're just going to play for you.
Yeah.
And you can be the judge.
You could even call in if you want to.
If you want to.
We should have made ballots, but I guess those are hard to hand out.
Yeah. Over the airwaves. Airwaves. Yeah. Heather could have just sat and just picked her
favorite. We should have made one.
Like, we got another one.
The live studio audience. Oh, P.S. I'm also a sick bot today, so I might sound a little bit like I'm malfunctioning, but I'm okay.
She looks normal.
I look normal with my reflective complexion.
And your blinking lights.
No, my blinking
there's
lights.
No the lights are just anywhere. As light as ever.
So which bot are we going to start this off with?
I think I think it's going to be mine. It's going to be S-bots.
That sounds fair.
All right.
Does that sound decent?
It sounds decent.
Okay. The title of my set is Robo Hearts Can't Be Broken. Calculated like long division, I will go out with laser beams blazing.
That's nothing to laugh at. I'm sorry.
That's serious. That's intimidating.
I know. I just saw so much emotion and was so close to me, I didn't know how to react besides laughing.
Well, that's what it's like, I guess.
That's what the Robo Wars are like.
Exactly. Yeah. The station just got a lot smaller. my set has no theme whatsoever. I just played some new stuff that I'm listening to.
That's fair.
Which I kind of do anyways, but they're all put together this time. So we will start with the Cave Singers. This is from the album Invitation Songs. This came out last year, but it was recommended to me recently, and I've just heard it a couple weeks ago. And the track will be Seeds of Night. Following that is the brand new Love Is All, straight from Sweden.
I have a Swedish band. We are really battling.
I know. Love Is All is battling whatever your Swedish band is.
You'll find out later.
One-on-one.
Yeah, pop. Guaranteed it's pop, though.
Shh, don't give anything away.
The album is called 100 Things Keep Me Up at Nights, and the track is called Give It Back. And then the last song in my set is brand new Deer Hunter, and the album is Microcastle, and it's one of the best albums I've heard in a really long time. And the track is Nothing Ever Happened.
We don't usually play 3-song sets, but you got to.
That's my fault. That's my fault.
It's not your fault. We feel like it's our it's our ammunition. They have to go together.
Exactly.
We can't just
exactly.
sprinkle
empty
it.
Empty the whole clip at once.
All right, let's kick it off. First up is the Cave Singers with Seeds of Night.
Thank you. your billboards. And oh, crystal thing inside of me sing. Bound to hours, repeat everything. On and on. Yeah.
That was really nice.
So good.
That was big.
I feel good about that set.
That was almost a knockout blow.
I was worried in the beginning, but now I feel really confident.
Why were you worried? That was a good.
Oh, thank you, contestants.
Should we even play songs, M-Bot?
I don't even know.
Right now,
Top's
too much. Now I feel bad.
Now I'm just buttering you. I know.
Do you want to?
Buttering me.
I did mean the latter.
Yeah. Don't get butter in your circuits again. Remember the last time?
It's turning into Last Tango in Paris.
It's a bad month for me.
What did we just hear, Espot? What was it? Can you...
Do you want me to do a full-on recap?
Yes, of your ammunition. I feel like everybody needs to know.
That was my bomb.
Dropped it.
More gunshots.
We've done that on a lot of shows, actually.
We
often fall back on that.
Yeah.
You just heard Deer Hunter with Nothing Ever Happened. Before that was the new Love Is All with the track Give It Back. And to kick it off, it was the Cave Singers with Seeds of Night.
Wicked.
Very awesome. Nice. Thank you for it.
Thank you for that.
So, man, this war is so polite.
I know.
I really thought we'd maybe be pushing each other around even in the studio. Yeah,
wait.
Come to...
Ah!
Fisticuffs. So many shorts. Oh. I can't take this.
That was all off the
internet. I can't watch you guys.
We got all those clips off the internet.
This is the most Canadian war ever. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for bombing me.
No, really, I feel bad about it now. I wish I never played it. Yeah. You guys are cool.
All right. So
What's next?
Okay.
To follow that up. I don't know what I was going to say. We have our guest contender, Topstron.
Topstron, I think, is probably better. It's an onomatopoeia, so that's kind of automatically.
It's true. It's a little bit better automatically. Yeah,
I also titled my set in the spirit of set titling. And it's going to be called...
See, fits in so well already.
Yeah. And in the spirit of, we're like, you have to.
Yeah, or else you have to stand outside.
Yeah.
So my title is Music to Appease Robots. Humans just want to make friends. Oh, wait, you know what? I feel like that was supposed to be a subheading. Let me retry. Okay, music... to appease robots, ; humans just want to make friends, ; so I baked y'all a cake full of synth pop.
Wow.
That's pretty
much the best kind of cake.
It is.
Synth pop.
First layer of the cake, it's a tri-layer cake.
Oh, gosh.
It's going to be so much metaphor. It's going to be Plastic Bertrand, a Belgian pop artist. This is off a 7-inch released in 1977 on AMV. And I was unaware of the fact until just about 2 hours prior to the show that this song's actually this summer, featured in a commercial for Gossip Girl, which I didn't know if I was okay with.
We'll try to find it for the next show and play it.
Yeah, that would be good. So this is... aside from the war we're having here, this is a concession to all the people who love Gossip Girl whom I won't watch Gossip Girl with ever.
Way to get them on your side.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Clever.
Good. Yeah.
Clever.
Getting the popular vote. Yeah.
Votes. Really? Send out those airline ballots.
Yeah. Good authority. Good one.
And so the track's called Ça Plane Pour Moi. So next layer of the cake, Yellow Magic Orchestra. It's a yellow cake. Japanese synthpop group from their second album released in 1979, Solid State Survivor. The track is called... what is the track called?
Behind
the Mask. Good thing you wrote that down.
That's why I always write things down, because
so you can cover me.
I'm the only fembot, and so I have to be really organized.
Yeah, I have like so many papers I can barely see the microphone. And then I'm gonna finish it off with of Canadian fame Neil Young to celebrate.
This will probably blow your minds, though.
Which makes celebrating recent arrival and departure from Vancouver.
It's funny because we joked so much about Neil Young.
I know,
but you know what? There's no joking about this
Neil Young's
track.
Really on our repertoire now.
I'm gonna play a track off his 82 album Trans, Transformer Man, and I'll end it off. That's top layer of cake.
That's such a good bot.
Transformer Man.
I feel like
it sounds like such an epic.
Yeah, I really also wanted to play Cybotron, but you know, they'll have to wait for another day.
Is that another track off that album?
Yeah, it's another group, and they make good things.
They sound like they make good things.
Obviously. Bots love them.
Yeah.
Are they cake? Do they make cake?
I'm going to have to Wikipedia that before I answer. okay, so that's the summation. We should probably just listen to it now.
Let's do it.
What about your first, though?
Okay, well, yeah, the first one's the Plastic Bertrand one, Saplam Pour Moi.
Awesome. Excellent. Okay,
thanks.
Chasse pas, fils sur mon lit, à bouffer sa langue, en buvant trop mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière, où j'ai eu un flash. Oh. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi. Cellophane, cheveux chinois, spama, une gueule de bois. T'as bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc, comme un indien dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane. Thank you.
Thank you.
The War on Terror is really a war on human rights. Come see films that tell the truth about prison abuse and the use of depleted uranium weapons in Afghanistan, the killing of civilians in Iraq, the legacy of CIA operations in Latin America, and U.S. government harassment of those who speak out against human rights violations and environmental destruction. All part of the Amnesty International Film Festival, November 13th to 16th at Van City Theater, 1181 Seymour Street. Program and advance tickets at tickets tonight.ca. All seats for students only $7.
Download this. Every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th, the Vancouver Theatre Sports League present Improv. The internet goes offline and on stage for 90 minutes of hilarity when improv comedians from Vancouver Theatre Sports League take on Facebook, wikis, blogs and iTunes. Improv is on at the New Review stage on Granville Island every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th. Doors are 7:30 on Wednesdays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Looking for great student rates? Don't miss 2-for-1 Wednesdays, or get a group of 10 or more together and save as much as 35% over Ticketmaster rates. For more information, visit www.vtsl.com.
We sure are the robots.
We sure are the robots. Which is, you got it right.
Which I think I said the last time we played that ad.
We sure are the robots.
That's perfect.
Well said.
And I will continue to say that every time we have to play that ad. All right, so we're back.
We're back. I feel like it was a long time since we got to talk.
It was
actually.
Pretty long time.
Three songs was chunk. Quite a bit.
Three songs, two ads.
Two ads? Wow.
Oof. You're listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears.
On
CITR 101.9 FM.
And welcome back to BattleBots. Oh, so close to your rat-a-tat voice.
I only have one.
They're so similar.
If you're just joining us, we have a special guest bot today. A guest contender, if you will.
Topstron.
That's me. Thank you for having me battle you again.
Topstron, thanks for coming.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hi. Hey.
Do I sound surprised every time you guys introduce me? Like,
no,
I suddenly
sound,
woke up
just,
at my studio.
You're like, just so humble about it. You're like, thanks for getting me off the streets.
Well, the streets are just afire with laser beam eyes.
Exactly.
They are.
Due to the current robo battle out there.
Do you want to remind us what you played in your ammunition?
Yeah. Definitely. I will recap briefly. The first one is, again, Plastic Bertrand, Ça plane pour moi. And then we heard the Japanese band Yellow Magic Orchestra behind The Mask. I almost forgot again. So bad was the name of that song. And then finally, the great and amazing Neil Young off Trans. We heard Transformer Man. Man, I'm so bad with the name. And I should also thank the Corbin, because he introduced me to that album.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I didn't give credit, he might be sad. It's such a good album. He is. He's probably back.
No. Can you remind us what your theme was?
I will remind you of the theme, because it's very important. The theme, again, was music to appease the robots, hence the vocoder, so we can communicate. Full colon, humans just want to make friends, comma, so I bake y'all a cake full of synth pop.
Oh, so good.
That's kind. And it was good.
Here you go. Want to blow out the candles?
That's a tactic, I know.
Yeah. They're joke
so
candles.
Clever, so clever.
So I guess
you're up.
I'm up. Oh yeah, we didn't introduce ourselves, did we?
No, we didn't. That kind of got skipped.
We went
it was
right
just
to,
me.
Topstron. It's true.
Should I introduce you guys?
Yeah.
To my left, there is the great M-Bot.
Hola.
And to my right, hola. The Spanish robot. Yeah. The Spanish.
M-Bot's so rarely put on the spot, she just immediately goes to Spanish.
I don't even know how to speak Spanish.
You need to download that program soon.
I know.
And to my right, the S-Bot.
Bonsoir.
All right, moving on.
All right, so I guess it's my set. And, well, thanks, Topstron, for your cake. But I'm just going to say I'll have to pass on that synth cake because I'm too busy chewing my bubblegum Twee Pop. And that's what I'm going to battle y'all with.
Ouch. Twee Pop.
Snubbed.
Bubblegum.
Nothing stops a war like cute. Here's my gun full of some cute. We don't really play a lot of Twee Pop on the show.
Yeah, we don't get much Twee Pop.
But it's one of my favorites, so that's what I'm going to battle with. First off, I have a band by the name of Chairlift. They're from the U.S., and I also feel like I heard them on a popular TV show, and I'm kind of embarrassed. I think it's either in an iPod commercial, or I heard it on The Hills.
I was going to jokingly say The Hills, actually.
I was going to say Veronica Mars for some reason, because I actually liked that show.
But it wasn't. It was something new, and I was like, this is a really good song. I can't believe it's on this show or commercial. So there's my embarrassing one.
Still a good song,
It's still
though.
A good song. It's off of their album, Does You Inspire You? And it's called Bruises. And after that, yay, I'm so excited about this. I actually made a little robo fist. It's brand new. I'm from Barcelona. And this album is called, this is their sophomore album, and it's called Who Killed Harry Houdini, which S-Bot informed me he read little articles about it.
I think because of how like playful and happy the first album was, to the point almost that it was sometimes a little bit much even for me. They're like, screw it. And they decided to make like an album in like a totally different direction. Kind of like how the Polyphonic Spree decided to like wear black robes instead and look way more like a cult than they ever did before. Same idea, I guess.
It's a little bit less cute.
I feel like some cute's definitely.
I feel like the title of
it.
The track ups the cuteness quite a bit, though.
Yes. This track is called Mingus. And I'm playing it for obvious reasons. If you know me, you'll know why. Or if you ever listen to Heather introduce her, you'll also know why I'm playing this track. And it's also one of the cuter ones on the album. It's No Treehouse, which is off of their first album, which is adorable.
Is it just self-titled, the first album?
No, I think it's called Let Me Introduce My Friends.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Very cute. Treehouse is a cute song. Anyways.
It's a you and me house.
It is a you and me house. Oh, I'm like blushing. I can't even talk. Anyways, and to close off the set, I have probably the cutest indie pop song of all time. It's called Apple Wagon, and it's from the one guy called The Boy Least Likely To, and this album is called the best party ever.
The Boy Least Likely To is probably the cutest music you could ever play. It's like a kid's like birthday party.
It pretty
album.
Much. Pretty much.
That adults or robots can enjoy.
And if you look at the album cover, it's just like animals holding hands.
Oh, man.
All right. So there's my set. That's what I'm gonna kill everyone with cuteness. So let's kick it off. This is Chairlift with their track Bruises.
Drive. She got a kid and a wife. got a pretty little country house. You got a job you hate. You get home too late. Do you remember what we used to say? Pulls me apart. Will I always have a broken heart? And if I ever grow up, and if I give it a shot, will I remember what we used to say? Oh my God, you will be just like me.
Wow. I feel like I just got honeymoon carried by a rainbow.
I feel like that rainbow just hit me in the face.
So that was my set. You just heard The Boy Least Likely To with the track Apple Wagon. And before that, I'm From Barcelona, which was my band from Sweden. And P.S., they're also kind of like the Swedish version of Broken Social Scene, but with like 26 people who play indie pop.
Who all have their own bands?
Yeah. And to kick off that little, my little ammunition was Chairlift and Bruises.
Bots, I feel like you might have, for me at least, I feel like you might have won the battle. That, I feel like you really seriously damaged me with cuteness.
Oh, no, but S-Bot, I feel like you fought a war on many fronts, so maybe there's some credit to that.
And also, Topstron, synth cake just tastes so good.
It is.
I saw you indulging. I saw you take the gum out of your mouth and take a bite.
Oh, you caught me. I can't believe
you. Lick the icing off your robo claw.
So that was our battle.
That was our battle.
That was fun.
Perhaps more like a group hug.
Group hug, probably.
Kind of more like a group hug.
Perhaps like a group
with
hug.
And but it was nice. Slight padding.
Yeah, and cold steel appendages.
So we have to get out of here, but please stay tuned because Maxwell's coming up next.
Looks like Maxwell has a special guest also.
He also has a special guest.
This is a night of special guests and surprises. So good.
And we're just going to take you guys out with a song from Animal Collective.
Because we all jointly love Animal Collective.
And we're going to group hug during it the whole time.
It's We Tigers off of Sung Tongs.
Yes.
Let's just do her. All right, thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with Fun Drive. So
thanks,
please
Bot.
Listen and give us money. Thank you, Bot.
Thanks, Bot.
No, it's my pleasure. Song.
All right, night, guys.
Night.
Bye.
End transmission.
Good.
That sound okay?
Yeah.
May I beg your attention? We'll be right back. what's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Maxwell Maxwell, and Mondo Trash Show is 3 minutes in, and I hope you're having a good time. We've got some fun stuff to do today. We'll be giving away spots on the guest list for the UBC DJ competition on Thursday. So if you want, during the show, you can call in 604-822-2487 by Ming, and you can request a song, or you can be like, I want to be a winner, and then I'll put you on the guest list. So CITR is going to have a lot of fun with that, I think. I want to get us started with a slightly more mellow selection off the brand new Anthony and the Johnsons EP, which I'm really excited about because I love...